So a big part of the conversation that's being left out of this whole discourse is the fact that women now talk to women and are able to do something about it. If you go into a situation and you talk to a man and a woman who come from the same family, the woman will tell you, will be able to tell you all the emotional labor and the emotional hardships that was taking place by the women in those families. They'll tell you who cheated on who. They'll be able to tell you who was harming who like ate who, which uncle, you know, like which uncles and whoever to stay away from. They will be able to tell you all these things, and the men will not be able to. Why? Because the emotional labor of families are passed on through generations through the women. Because the women are the ones that are oppressed and having to deal with everything, they talk to each other to teach them how to survive. Like, I don't think y'all are understanding that. They're teaching how to survive. When women started getting rights and the ability to be able to stand on their own without men, women started preaching to their girls, their daughters, their nieces, any of the younger women around them, that to not put yourself in a place in which you cannot provide for yourself. Because if that man ups and leaves you for another woman because you're aging, if that man ups and leaves you because he just simply doesn't want you anymore, or if he f***ing dies, what are you going to do?
What the hell are you?
Men are dying, and they're dying from this condition. And the condition they're dying from is being hated, being discriminated against. In a sense, if you look at the figures of men who lose their homes, their families, their children, and most of them, 90% of those homeless men are there as a result of domestic violence. They've been kicked out, they've been lost. If you look at that, I think it's a form of genocide. I really do. I can't see anywhere in history when women have turned on men like this. Men as the who are the protectors. Men who are out working, 75% of taxes are paid by men who are there, and they are working for their wives, their children, and their families. Any man who knows that there are accusations against him knows he will probably lose his job. If he has children, he has to move out of his house. This is only allegations, no evidence. Has to move out of his house, and it'll take over a year before there'll be any kind of a court case. The woman, and it's 99.9%, it's women who are making these allegations. These women get paid from the moment she makes the allegation, with no evidence, can hand out up to $500,000.
The main problem about the narrative of most modern women is the idea that women are never wrong and men are to blame for everything. This is obviously a very mature way of thinking when you talk about a relationship between two sides and decide to blame only one of them for everything. I'm not saying that men don't have any responsibility in relationship problems. It's just that there is a huge line of thinking among modern women that men are the source of everything that is wrong, which generates prejudice against men that sometimes are not even seen as humans anymore, and that is bad for us all.
Men are not afraid to share their emotions. They're not afraid that they're weak. They are afraid to have those emotions that they've shared be used against them. They're afraid to be manipulated, to be taken advantage of. They're afraid to be left in the dust after they reveal a piece of themselves that is so vulnerable. And most of this fear that they have comes from their interactions with women. We need to start acknowledging the verbal and emotional abuse that men experience from women in relationships. So much of what they go through is not reported because of society's expectations that men should just take it or men are weak if they share. It's time to start bringing light and truth to the situation. No one, male or female, should have to undergo domestic violence, domestic abuse, and that includes physical and mental and emotional.
Modern women usually complain about emotional labor that they have to carry in relationships. What's really hard to understand is the idea that only men are able to feel emotions. Men have emotions too, and that makes them perfectly able to carry a lot of emotional labor themselves. The difference here is that women are allowed to be emotional, and most times don't like to be with men that show emotional, even respecting them because of that. That really makes me think about who are the ones that are really carrying the emotional burden in relationships. Hello guys, thank you for watching the videos I've been making. The channel is going for 1,000 subscribers, so a subscription now would be really appreciated. Again, thank you very much. Let's keep going.
Women cheat just as much as men, they're just better at it.
And if anything, they do a lot more micro-cheating. What I mean by this is one of the things that women can do that men can't is on a daily basis, they can plant seeds for cheating without realizing. So if she just posts a beautiful picture, guys can comment and she can say, thank you, da-da-da. And that tiny thing is happening on a daily basis. Whereas for men, they can't shoot their shot with that many girls and get a reply every day. Mm-hmm. So we're living in a time where if you wanted to be a female cheat, it'd be the easiest time to be that way. So
Believe it or not, 70% of my patients who are cheating now are women. And yes, and the men say they don't see it coming. What happens is that the women get into this rut. They feel like they're not being appreciated, not being taken out, and they start seeking affection elsewhere.
Men and women cheat. Some will say that men cheat more, and some will say that women cheat more. In my opinion, I guess both genders cheat the same. I really believe that cheating is not something that's about the gender. It's about the person. That's something that people shouldn't be doing, but it happens anyway. But my point is how cheating is differently portrayed when it comes to women and when it's about men. There is the idea that cheating for men is because he's bad, he's a terrible person, and he should do better. But cheating for a woman is always considered man's fault because he's bad and he should be doing better. And that's the problem that bothers me the most. It's like men are always to blame and women refuse to take part of the blame too. And it is obviously theirs too.